From NPR News, it's Day to Day. The housing market is sending some seriously mixed signals this week. Sales of new homes surged by 16% last month. That's the biggest jump in 14 years. But the median price of the homes that were sold has taken a dive. Marketplace's Amy Scott is with us to help sort out this mixed bag. So, Amy, can you give us the big picture here? Are these new numbers good news or bad news overall for the real estate market?
Well, some analysts are taking this as a sign that the housing market is finally bottoming out, which I guess puts it in the good news category. New home prices did fall by a record 11% to a median of around $229,000. And a big price drop doesn't sound so good for the companies that sell these homes, but it does help get people buying again.
And buy they did. What's behind the 16% rise in new home sales? Is this because of the lowered prices?
Well, one explanation is the price cuts and other incentives builders are offering. They're really trying to move these homes. But another is that the data may just be wrong. Monthly sales figures often end up being revised, so any single report isn't all that reliable. But economist Kevin Harris with Informa Global Markets told me that the biggest rise was in the South, which saw a 27% increase in sales. And Harris thinks that number might be inflated.
When you get a 27% rise in the South in a single month, the South almost by itself accounted for the remarkable nationwide showing. I doubt the nationwide showing because it's too big, but the showing in the South is just nuts.
Nuts,
but,
huh?
It's a pretty strong word. But another economist I spoke to says even if this number is revised downward a bit, any suggestion that sales are bouncing back is a good sign. And tomorrow we'll get some data on existing home sales. So analysts will be looking at those numbers pretty closely to see if they suggest today's report is more than just a blip.
Before our eyes glaze over with all these numbers, let's get a bit more information in. Apparently there was some new data out today on the luxury home front. Can you tell us a bit about that?
Yeah, the home builder Toll Brothers announced a pretty bleak second quarter. Profits from February through April fell by 79%. Now, as you said, this is a luxury home builder, which you'd think would be more insulated from troubles like what's going on in the subprime mortgage business with people defaulting and having trouble getting loans. But in order to move into a more expensive house, you probably have to sell your old house. And then anyone who's buying your house is selling their old house. So there's this sort of chain effect going on. But if today's new home sales report is correct, then things might be turning around.
Thanks so much, Amy. Amy Scott of Public Radio's Daily Business Show Marketplace. It's produced by American Public Media.